Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda calling from, or hosting, actually, the call from sunny Buffalo, New York. And I want to welcome everyone. This is the Hope Collection Coaches Corner brought to you by Optimize My Life. And it's a beautiful Saturday morning. And I just wish everyone a wonderful day and a hopeful and a dreamful day today. I just want to welcome Ron Clayton onto the call. He's the president of the Hope Collection, and which is a 501(c) nonprofit organization that's really just dedicated to giving hope. Just to our slogan is helping others by helping them help others. And it really is an outreach. So I just want to let everyone know that. And it's early yet, but I'm hoping so we have visitors to the site today. I know Derek from Tennessee is on. But Ron, if you'd like to say a few words and say hello.
Well, certainly I'd like to say hello and welcome to the show. You know, we each morning, each day, the blog radio show is the company that we use to broadcast the show, founded by a genius. His name was Burl Wolk, and him and his father, they just created a lot of business things in the world, and we're known for it, and Joel and Len Kane and other of our leaders all got to know Len and Burl, and they created these programs so that we can do the shows. And today, they're going around the world, and we go Monday through Friday at lunchtime. We serve up hope for lunch. That's kind of an exciting thing we talk about all the time. And you are everybody. You are welcome, or you can bring somebody. I'm encouraging, if you remember a couple weeks ago, I encouraged everybody to see if you couldn't bring somebody new to the show this morning. I didn't forget about that. I invited three people to be on the show this morning. Two told me up front that they had previous engagements, but that they would, I could take and send them the show afterwards, that they'd be willing, they want to listen, they want to see it, they want to be a part of it for the future. But today was just not going to be a good day for them, and that happened. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue to offer and share. One of our really good supporters and friends to the Hope Collection is a fellow who's here. I know he's here because he's very reliable, and his name is Derek. And Derek, welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here this morning.
I'm just listening.
Well, we're glad you are. You know, the funniest thing, people will listen in, and sometimes they speak, and some days we don't hear from them, but they are listening in, and we know that. And you're one of those people. I know that. And as a result, there are a lot of people whose lives get touched.
I might get Kyle to bet some registered in March sometime.
Well, we know the fact that you are so reliable and you care, and it shows. It shows every week, every day. And we're excited.
When he's ready. I told him I'm here to help both of you when he's ready, when you're ready.
Okay.
That's a good way to put it, right?
Yeah. Most of the time, you can't say enough wrong things to the right person, the person who's ready, who wants to start or get involved. And you can't say enough of the right things to the person who's not interested. In other words, you can't convince anybody. You can't make anybody do anything they don't want to do. And so you become very good at opening up and helping people open up, Derek. You're really good at it.
Give him a hope card. Give him a hope card. He might be calling me. Gives him something to think about, right?
You're right. That's correct. And I don't know about you, but it was good news yesterday. Government announced that we are not going to, in New York, you don't have to wear a mask anymore.
You don't have to wear a mask anymore?
Yeah, and I'm Buffalo, New York, they canceled it. So there's a big celebration about that. So we're looking forward to more people being out and free, and probably be their spirit will come alive. And that's a good thing.
I want to help people have a better life, you know.
You demonstrate that so well. You're one of the, Derek, you're one of the best persons there is that I know that knows how to share this.
Yeah.
You do it so well. And we want other people to copy you.
Yeah.
You are an example. I was looking through a book that artists had given me. It was a book written by Dr. John Maxwell. And it was one of Joel's favorite books. And it's how to develop leaders around you. And how you do that is you lift people up. And, Derek, you lift people up all around you all the time.
Yeah.
You do that. And that's what becoming a leader is all about. And that's what you're learning to do.
Yeah, I want to help people have a better life.
Well, you just are doing the right things. Some people think there's some miracle formula or you have to convince people. No, you don't do that at all. If you're just honest with people and share your heart, guess what? They open up. And they open up all the time. And so you just, you're just very... Your heart is open, so other people are open to you. And so you are very trusting.
Yeah.
People listen to you because you're honest. You don't have anything to hide. Oh, boy.
Well, thank you for your encouragement, Ron, because we can all use encouragement. And that's one of the things about the Saturday Hope show, is that we can encourage each other, share ideas, and just have a nice forum to talk about successes, have questions about if we have a question of how to do something. If you don't know how to do something, maybe somebody else does. And so we have a great open forum on Saturday mornings. And usually about half hour, 45 minutes in the, on a Saturday morning, just to touch base with each other and just to share the successes, you know, commiserate with any failures that we've had during the week, and just have an outreach for each other. I mean, the Hope Collection itself is a nice outreach, and here comes somebody else.
Okay, yes, that's the outreach.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Sorry, I didn't see your I had my phone in my purse. I didn't see your that you had left a message until this morning. So,
okay.
But I'll give you a call afterwards. So,
okay.
Ron's on the line and Derek's on the line. And
hello, everyone.
So, I just want to welcome you to the call, too. We were just talking about how on Saturday morning, you know, about a half hour, 45 minutes, just to, it's a forum just to just touch base with each other and just, you know, talk about, you know, successes if somebody has a question on what to do and how to do something. Maybe somebody on the call can help with that. So it's just a wonderful touch base atmosphere that we can share on Saturday mornings. Whereas during the week, the lunchtime are really more specific. But on Saturday morning, it's kind of an open forum. I feel like Rush Limbaugh on Fridays. He had the open line Fridays. So we have open line Saturday.
Linda?
Go ahead.
Speaking of open line, can you open my line? Hey, I had a question. Yep. I know there's a young man who has been anxiously planning and organizing. He learned the skill. We created a monster, I think, a couple years ago. One Brian Umphreyville, it loves to travel. And I understand. How many days is it? How many days would you say it is? Here we go.
22, maybe. He counts.
Yeah.
He knows the count.
Yeah, it's about a month. Month away.
Yeah, it's exciting. I was telling them that it would be good to plan. There's so many things, you know, so many opportunities, and it would be good to kind of plan out, you know, where you want to go to eat and what you want to do, because you can't do it all in here. And he said he realized that he can't do it all. So it would be good to kind of plan it, budget it, you know, figure it out, and know.
Sure.
That, and I said, you know, you know so much about, you know, about this park and other parks. And I said, you can help other people do that.
Exactly. Yeah, because there was so much when we were there that we missed because we didn't take the time to look even at a map ahead of time. And so, you know, and so that the planning.
You knew where the roller coaster was, though, Linda.
Oh, yes.
I dragged her on a well, technically it wasn't a roller coaster, technically, but it sure was a scary ride. But
my body didn't say that.
I could show you a video. She was showing me a video on the other
side.
One of the roller coasters,
really,
and it was just like so. I said, this is making me nauseous to watch the video.
Well, the roller coaster, the Hagrid's ride, that is really a roller coaster. And that one did look very scary. You know, I can't think of the name of the one that we went to. It was inside the Hogwarts
castle. We're racing around on a broom chasing after something.
We were playing Quidditch. The whole Harry Potter area is so clever, but that's just one part. You know, it's a wonderful park, the Universal Studios. But, yeah, he'll have a great time. He'll have a great time. Then he can tell us all about it and tell us where everything is so that when we go the next time, we won't miss anything. And, you know, and that's the whole thing. You know, we can have an experience and then share it with others and help others with the same experience. Just like at Disney, he knew where to go, you know, where things were constantly. He was telling us the other direction. He would head off, and he's like, the other way. So that was really fun.
It's
giving somebody be a trailblazer that can help others do that. And so that you don't, you know, waste time walking in the wrong direction or going off in the wrong direction in anything, not just in a amusement park, but just in anything. You know, that's why we can help each other. Oh, I've done that. Do it this way because, you know, your outcome would be better. And, you know, so it just makes sense. It sounds like Angelo. Just makes sense. So.
Yeah.
So I noticed last night Ron and I stopped at Pasquale's for a bite to eat, and it was packed. I mean, we waited in the car. We had made reservations, and we still had to wait a half hour. But I think it's because since they lifted the face mask ban, it seemed like everybody was out. It was pouring rain, so it was better to wait in the car than any place else. But it was just really, in a way, so good to see so many people out and about and families, and I can't count how many birthday parties there were going on, everyone, with presents and things. But it was so just joyful. It was annoying because our reservation got late because other people were having fun, but not really.
Where is Pasquale's? I think that we've been there with you before, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's three of them. The one that we go to is on off Seneca and West Seneca.
Okay, I remember now.
It's farther down. Yeah.
But we went with your parents.
Yes.
I remember, like a little along the street in this little Italian restaurant. And I don't remember what that was, but I just was thinking of that with your parents, the long table. I remember everything. My friends always say, Linda, you remember everything you've ever done. I'm so and you have the best story.
That was Pasquale's. My mother loved Pasquale's, still loves, that is not past tense, because her father's name is Pasquale. Although he went by Charles, Charlie, but Pasquale is his real first name. So coming from a very Italian family, and then marrying my grandmother, who came from a very Scottish family from the Isle of Man. So, there is two complete different cultures there, but it was cool. So. But yeah, it was just nice to take a relaxing time, and just share a meal, and so that's one of the things that we like to do, and just it seems like you can just sit and talk when you're just. Go ahead, Ron. What was that?
Everybody knows that I like to eat.
I seminar last weekend, they talked, one of the men talked about just getting out there to meet people, to find out about them, and at first for him it was just to, and it's funny when you look at somebody that's so confident now, but he shared that he really had to just really force himself to get out there and smile, even if he didn't say anything at first, just, to get to know people and talk to them. And, and I think that's important for us, for the film collection, and give hope to people. And the nice thing I like is there's so many variety of different opportunities of ways that we could help people. But until you know what they need, you can't really help them. And you guys are the epitome of that, always meeting people and everything, but it's good to just be friendly, and Derek, oh my goodness, he's always meeting people and introducing them to the Hope Collection, so that's a great example. So we'll keep doing that and seeing where we can apply those things and learning about from different websites or people, these calls to learn about what's available. And you're always bringing in new opportunities because you're connecting with different organizations and things that bring new, expands what the Hope Collection can do to people in different areas. So it's exciting to hear what's happening.
Well, I found with myself, I just had to kind of step out of my comfort box. At work, I only see the same people. And because we had such, and right now until March, we still do have such a strict mask, you know, you really stay in your office. And, of course, my office is all self-contained. My printer, everything is there. And so sometimes at work, and that's a good 8 hours of the day, you don't meet other people. So that's why I found it's really imperative for me to, when I am out with even at a store, just strike up a conversation. And it doesn't mean that most of my conversations I'm trying to, you know, talk to them about anything in particular. I'm just talking really just to say hi and just to meet somebody. Ron's wonderful, of course, at, you know, getting a conversation very quickly with people. And so, you know, although I do laugh, I love the story of Ron being on the phone for a good 10 minutes. And I said, well, who was that that called? He said, oh, it was the wrong number. Yet they talked for 10 minutes. So, you know.
I have a couple things to share with everybody this morning, Linda and Derek. This week, in fact, a little bit later now, there is one of our sister organizations. It's called the Lab, and that's run by a couple. RC is his name. Like, I'm RC, Ron Clayton. He's RC Williams. And RC and Juliana from Orlando, right down the road from Joan Artis and Barb Riley and some of the other folks that we know. And anyways, they developed a Hope Center. It's called the Lab. See what it is? They were able to get funding to take over a car dealership that had gone out of business. And they revamped the whole front-end offices. You know, if you think about it, a car sales place, they have little cubicles where they have offices, and they have a big office, and a medium-sized office. That's what it's for, the manager, and that secret sales manager. When you buy a car, you know how they... Well, they turned that into a learning center. And they've got a conference room, and they have this set up computer systems and programs. And it's a resource, research and resource center. Sound familiar? Well, anyways, yep. They have plans to expand what they do and create 10 more opportunity zones in Florida. We're starting with three, and we're presenting to Chuck Bowman through the Jobonomics program, which is a consulting company that works for Hope. Chuck Bowman, and he has got the connections in Washington to file and get the money. Our government has budgets, so they set up budgets, and then they take money and they set it aside for certain things. But there's so many different departments in the government of Washington that most people don't know where the money is. So money doesn't get used. And if it doesn't get used at the end of March, beginning of May, April each year, it goes away. So at this time of year, there's a big push to find companies and organizations like Hope, like the Lab, like CTI here in Buffalo, the Buffalo Fillmore Rehabilitation District. And so we are filing with who Chuck is writing and working with a grant writer, writing up requests to have the money to fund our programs. And we're not talking about $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or $100,000. We're talking millions of dollars. These millions of dollars are going to develop like a housing development. One we worked on for a number of years in Buffalo is called TaylorMade Village over between Williams, Broadway, Smith, and Fillmore. That'd be 350 new houses in Buffalo. Hope's Home. And they have another program in Florida where there'd be a new division of houses put together in apartment buildings. Gary Huffenstein's been working with a group of people in the center, north center of Pennsylvania on the New York border, there's several counties that are considered economic zones. And in one, there was a ski resort that went under, went out of business a few years ago, before COVID. And they have the ski lift, the ski programs there. But it's sort of middle of nowhere, so if somebody went to go there, skiers like to go and ski all day and then go to a chalet and have a hot chocolate or a spiked hot chocolate or something. I like the hot chocolate by the fireplace. They like to hang out. But they don't have a chalet and they don't have housing to stay overnight. So what we're proposing is the county IDA, the Industrial Development Agency, has proposed to revitalize that whole area, that whole town, and put Barbara Riley comes into play, our new board member, the Attainable Homes Queen, and we're going to build a whole series of chalet-type houses on at ski resort. And it'll be year-round because they also go do, there's rivers there, and they can do kayaking and, you know, once winter snow goes away, as soon as possible, my book, they'll be able to do that kind of thing. We have another program up in Saratoga Springs near Albany that has already been launched, and they're working with the Salvation Army to create a child development program, and they are using Ski With Me to teach kids. They get the outdoor winter clothing, they get the skis, they get a ski instructor, they get the passes to go to the skis. They even will go into the city and have it, like at the school or at a church, have transportation, pick up the families and take them to the ski lodge. And then teach the kids how to ski. It's something that, and the most kids in the inner city, the only place they see skiing is the commercials of the Olympics. But we're exposing them to be able to do that. And then there's also some development and housing and other programs. A new key word that you're going to hear a lot about is called a job, the Digital Academy. And what Digital Academy is, it's literally a virtual incubator for developing businesses. And Chuck Vollmer, over the last 15 years, has become the guru of creating these. It's like a university, and they have a building project that, have you ever heard of Elon Musk? He's the guy that put a car in space. Really? And, you know, he was one of the first guys to launch people into space. And he also built the Tesla electric car company, and he's a billionaire. He has his headquarters. He built a building that went up in less than 100 days to house his headquarters. And this company, I don't want to say Skunk Works, but it's like, it's a name like that. And what they do is they can come into a city, and if you got a piece of property or the roof of a large building that is like maybe a parking lot, you can put a whole brand new building, cutting edge, look sharp, really cutting edge, and put a whole school inside it. You can put a sports center. You can have all kinds of events. You can put it on side of it. It's big enough. You have an agricultural center, and then the other side, you can have retail stores and all kinds of things. Well, we're about today, this morning at 10, we have the first proposal that's being finalized to go for filing for getting the funds. We're talking about $100 million, guys. This is a Hope Collection. We are the sponsor of this program going into place. As a result of that going together and that being fulfilled, when it happens, Hope is going to have funding to be able to, first of all, have a full-time, ongoing webmaster to help us manipulate, grow, and change our new website and to make it workable. Number two, we'll have someone that can send out and have a full-time person doing mail about newsletters, and we're going to have different programs going on, one of which is a membership drive. The other thing we're going to be doing is be able to expand our educational programs for people and do more of what we said we've been doing and we've talked about for the last 10 years. Instead of talking about it, besides what we're doing in Florida today, we have an organization called CTI in Buffalo, and they're established. They're a private entity that have created one school for trades, and they teach veterans and young men and women how to weld and build things of metals and things. And then we have a division for carpentry. They teach them how to build houses and additions and remodeling. They do electricity, which you always got to have that. Then they have all these things. And so we've got a funding that they're going to file for this. That's this week.
That's really cool. You know, because all of these, there's so many things that are out there. And now that we know, because thanks to Chuck Vollmer, that there are funds for that and how to get the funds and really to have somebody that can write the grants and know the ins and outs of where to get funding. And the more that we do that, the more projects that we can be involved in. And it's neat because a lot of the things like the CTI, we don't have to be hands-on involved in, but we are involved. And I mean, they're already up and running, but they just need to expand because it's what's wonderful about in just teaching veterans and you know, young men and women a trade. Instead of, you know, you hear so many times that, you know, somebody has a 4-year degree in art history or something that, you know, works at McDonald's. But by having somebody, especially somebody that's been in the armed services, coming back and then being able to apply some of the things that they learned in the service, but mostly, you know, have a trade. One of my cousins is a plumber, and he makes more just on his own. You know, when he first started, yes, he was with another company, but having that skill and that knowledge, and that's what we're imparting to people. And so that's what CTI is imparting to people. And so being able to help them get funding and grow, it's just so wonderful. So, and then the other projects, there's things going on all around. I sometimes listen in on some of the Zoom calls that Ron's on, and it's just amazing the things that are going on all over the country and how people are just so excited. Barb Riley with the project that she's helping out with, and you know, RC, and why am I drawing a blank on her name? But you know, in Florida, we met with them with artists when we were down there in September, and it's just, you know, the ideas that are out there, and now, you know, finding out about funding for these ideas and these projects, it's just so exciting. And it's not just limited just to here in Buffalo, although the ones in Buffalo we're super excited about because, you know, we can actually see them. But just knowing about things that are going on in Colorado, things that are going on in the Pacific Northwest with, you know, people that we've met, that we've gotten in touch with other people, you know, it's just... You know, it's helping them by helping them help others. It really is, you know, coming full circle.
Well, Linda, you're absolutely right. I want to thank everyone that's on the show today. And
Linda,
we have some
I think Linda wanted to say something.
No, I just saying good. That was exciting to hear all of that. I look forward to hearing how it all progresses. That's really neat.
Yeah. Yeah. It just opens up, and it just really opened my eyes to all the different things that are going on, and the excitement. You know, we joined a networking group, and that's kind of opened my eyes because it's all different businesses. I was talking to the one gal who's a nutritionist and who does not believe in strict diets, which I liked, but just eating healthy. And so, but just common sense things. And again, just sharing ideas. And that was just one person there. On Zoom, we had a company from Tennessee, actually, are web builders, and they have a whole program that they were, not pitching, but just talking about. So it's just really neat, So, well, I'm going to wrap up for this morning, unless somebody wants to add something else. But thanks everyone for being on the call this morning. And if you're listening on the archive, remember that Monday through Friday at noon, we have the Blog Talk Radio Show, different topics each day. And then on Saturday morning, it's an open forum, as it were. So, and just to note, if you want to call in, if you're listening to this on an archive, the guest call-in number is 714-816-4686. And with that, I will ask everyone to have a wonderful day. And we look forward to talking to you during the week.
Thank you so much.
Linda. Okay. Derek, everybody, have a great day.
Bye now. You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, honey.